against all odds, I don't give a shit what happens, I'm going to come out on top or I'm going to die trying. Call it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Colin with Colin show. I'm your co-host, Digital Jeff. And the question of the day, if you were forced to write a book right now, what would your book be about? And what would be your name of the book? Such a hard question, huh? Today's guest is Mike Zeller, calling in from Nashville, Tennessee, and he just released his new book titled The Genius Within, Your Natural Pathway to Impact, Fulfillment, and Wealth. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to have a successful book launch. And just a side note, this episode was actually recorded before Mike actually launched his book. His book is now out, but this episode was recorded prior to his book launch, just to reference that. So Mike is a business architect and entrepreneur mentor who helps business professionals find their zone of genius and rewire the subconscious to fuel momentum towards their life's purpose. He studied under masters such as Tony Robbins, Russell Brunson, Jay Abraham, the legends of legends, and many others. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Mike Zeller to the show.
Colin, my question for you is, you've built such a great business platform and you've been through real adversity and challenges both in your life and in your business and with Redline. What does it take to be a successful entrepreneur in the sense of the mindset and the conviction? Like, how have you survived it all? How have you survived the highs and the lows? Like, what is the mindset of a successful entrepreneur really look like?
Yeah, I mean, so great question, Mike. I think, you know, I've known you for a long time, close to 10 years now, and my mindset has always been eager to learn, and ego's at the door. And so some of the most successful entrepreneurs that I know, at least, are always willing to learn and absorb, versus the opposite of when people, you've probably heard the saying, like, the loudest person in the room is usually the one that's not doing a lot of things. So let success do that talking for you. My thing is, from a mentality standpoint, my advice would be to be really soul search. Figure out exactly what it is that you are really, really strong at. You talk about it in our mastermind, Zone of Genius. Like, find exactly what you're good at, harness that energy, and focus hardcore on it. I personally, like, thrive under pressure. And I think that makes entrepreneurs 10 times stronger. When you're put into certain situations, how are you going to come out on top? And when the odds are against you and stacked against you, I mean, look at today, what's happening from an economic standpoint, inflation, look at the pandemic, the job market, all of these scenarios that you cannot plan for. But as an entrepreneur, you don't have an option. You have to either give up, like most people would under these circumstances, or say, you know what, I'm going to figure something else out. One thing that we're doing at Redline is, now that it's been very, very challenging for us to get steel directly from the mill, and steel's almost 300% higher than where it was this time last year, I'm transitioning into different types of product lines, from canvas to apparel to using different materials that we had never. And so it's forced us to pivot into directions that we've never really thought of going, as well as launching like the platform that we're doing right now with Millionaire Creator, so that we can use this as an outlet and essentially build a business model where I can become the bank and look at liquidity from a different standpoint, where it can be a lot more profitable to monetize from different angles. But this is a lot of forward thinking. But when you talk about the mindset, this is what it takes. The mindset framework to think outside of the box and do whatever the fuck it takes at the end of the day. Like, that's the mindset that you have to have is, yeah, against all odds, I don't give a shit what happens, I'm going to come out on top or I'm going to die trying.
Dude, so good. And that conviction, one of the things I appreciate about you is you have such conviction about it, and it rubs off. Like being around you, I get some of that conviction rubbed off on me, you know, and it's beautiful. So you, let me ask you a second question. When you set out, knowing your story, when you set out to become America's top fitness cover model, you did it. You were on over 50 fitness cover models, and you know, you had an irresistible offer that helped you get that platform. But I've got this book coming out, The Genius Within, that I genuinely believe. I've studied this stuff. I've read 1,500 books. I've never seen a more complete process for answering that core question, what on earth am I here for? But I'd love to tap into your genius around, like, hey, what the heck would you do to blow this up and also to help impact people, especially in this transition of like, hey, this world's uncertain. This is scary for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I feel like the book is spot on with some people's needs. But what would you do to market and blow up the book?
Yeah. So great question. First off, what was the name of that of your book that's launching?
The Genius Within, Your Natural Pathway to Impact, Fulfillment, and Prosperity.
And who would you target as an audience for this consumer?
It's going to be the high achiever that's into personal development. So they're already buying the Tony Robbins books, the Gary V's. They could be in a variety of careers. They're not necessarily an entrepreneur, but they're probably a very driven. So the ambitious, high achiever type three on the Enneagram, where they're achiever oriented because they care and they're asking those deep questions about life, or they're in a career transition, you know, or wanting to step into something else. Because it helps answer that, gives you the greatest accumulation of clues about who on earth you are, what on earth you're meant to do.
Okay.
And I've got my notebook ready. Guys, I'm taking notes. Yeah.
So what I love is he already knows the framework. So he's reversed engineered from the author standpoint, writing the book, who is the book for, and then reverse engineering, who is the focus categories that I could go after? Who are those key social influencers that, like you mentioned, Tony Robbins. So that's a great targeted audience from like a reverse psychology standpoint that I can now target using very specific ad copy, creatives, Facebook, you know, interest groups. Knowing who your in avatar is super important. What I would say is, like, you mentioned the success that I had from being a fitness model. What a lot of people don't know is that I provided value. That's all it was. It wasn't an irresistible offer on the front end to them. It was, but at the end of the day, like, it was more, what can I do for you? So leveraging that same type of mentality of not thinking about, like, what if this could feed the ecosystem? And it wasn't just about the monetary standpoint. A lot of things should be almost like, I'm willing, look at what Russell Brunson does, right? He's willing to basically give 100% of the commissions back for his books for affiliates, or pay above that because he knows the lifetime value of what this book is. Now, Mike, I know you've written several books, so it could be thinking outside of the box, leveraging, maybe it's not this brand new release, but something pre-existing to get them in your ecosystem, leveraging the power of value, and maybe even value stacking, saying, you know what, the first 1,500 people that buy the book, I'm going to give you every book that I wrote, and they pay full retail, and just look at it from a numbers perspective. Does it make sense? And then that's a FOMO play. It's also urgency. They have 1,500. And it's something to feed off of. And then you could leverage affiliates as well to know, this is how much all of these books would have cost me. I'm willing to pay that amount for that acquisition of that customer. So what is, and you really need to think about your pain tolerance from a market ad spend perspective. Like, are you willing to test and be uncomfortable in, I guess, be comfortable in uncomfortable situations, because that's really is where you're going to thrive, or you're going to do the opposite and say, all right, that didn't work, but I'm not going to do it on the next book. And those are all learning lessons. And I promise you, if you like can conceptualize, like, all right, this is a test, this is my pain tolerance, I'm willing to go up to this threshold. After that, I'm cutting it off, but at least there's some type of learning behavior behind it. So, yeah, hopefully that answers some of your questions about that.
I wanted to ask as well, a follow-up question on that is, what about on the, you do a terrific job with your charity give backs, like you gave away millions of dollars last year in product. And I've been thinking creatively, like, hey, how could I, like, I want to help nonprofits and help people in need. Like, if I can equip them to realize, hey, like, let's, so what, you grew up poor, but if I can help people believe in themselves, our capacity for who we can become shifts dramatically when we have a deeper belief in ourselves and we have clarity about where we bring the most value to the world, which I feel like this book does. I'm wondering how, I haven't figured out, I genuinely have not figured out how I want to approach the charity angle. And you're so freaking good at that. What would you say to me on approaching the charity angle and who I should be looking for to collaborate perhaps?
So anytime I'm looking at partnering with a charity or nonprofit, a lot of times it's looking at, is it an alignment within my personal life? Like, what is that connection? I'm not just going to do things that I don't resonate with or connect with. I'm a firm believer in like law of attraction, and energy attracts energy. So I've got to align vertically with that. So knowing who
are you, woo-woo?
Man, you know me a long time. I'm big on law of attraction. Like, everything that's happened in my life is, you know, God's opened so many doors for me that I can't even question. And I know, you know, this is my mindset, and this is off topic, but God has not opened this many doors just to close them. When you're going through a hard time, and la-di-da-di, everybody will go through a hard time, especially as an entrepreneur, the highs, the massive lows, beyond ground level lows, you've got to have that mentality to break walls and say, you know what? I've made it out of worse situations, or maybe this is the worst it's ever been. The framework to know that I'm going to be stronger, and this shit will not happen again like this. And it'll put you in a much better mental situation when you're enduring that next downslope. You know, and I know we both went through a lot of challenges. Going back to topic, I would ask you, what charities come to mind for your book that you think would be a good fit? And if you have some in mind, I've got kind of a next steps for that.
You know, I've thought of a couple. First one that's relevant for you is some nonprofits that help military guys re-acclimate to the world. Because they're like, all right, hey, I just came out, I got this skill set, but what the heck else am I going to do with it? And entering into civilian life. And a lot of people fall off, unfortunately, on that. I met a homeless guy recently that just kind of, you know, has disability and PTSD and all that stuff, and hasn't really, he's selling homeless newspapers, you know, and he was a Afghani vet, two combat tours. And I'm like, how, so that's one cause, but I'm also like, I don't personally, I need to do more research to figure out a college or young adult or career transition type nonprofit, but, and maybe I do a give back of something like, for every book sold, we give one away. And then maybe I can, with all the nonprofits, I can give away digital books and courses.
Yeah,
I'd be glad to give my course as well. You know, give thousands of dollars of worth of the course away too. So I haven't figured it out yet, but if you have any of your insight there.
Yeah, so I've got, this is what I would do. I would look at it from, if it was a charity or nonprofit side, find somebody and leverage their list. You know, market demand is very, very expensive, and it's getting worse. It's getting more expensive to tap into different market shares. E-commerce is on the rise. You know, the retail in-store is starting to die off. So the demand of attention is very, very challenging. This is what I would say. Leverage nonprofits and charities to be that distribution list, and you can donate. I would say donate all of the profits so you don't lose money, but profits, then monetize OTOs post-purchase, right? So build a landing page, build a funnel, and then they get the first sale, whatever that is, leverage their own list. And if you have four or five charities that are doing this, it could be a massive play. And as long as your OTO take rate, like one-time offer post-purchase rates, are above a certain threshold, you have no marketing money, and from a market ad spend perspective, for new customer acquisition, right? And now you've got, you know who you're targeting because you know the nonprofit, you know that it's for a good cause. Partner with the publicist that can also say, and then it'll end up being a multi-tiered ripple. It'll be, okay, Mike Zeller and his book launched and partnered with X, Y, and Z charity. Then you donate a big ass 8-foot check that's like $100,000 to this nonprofit. And then that's another massive ripple that can get more public exposure. And all of this costs you nothing more than your time, right? And the more books that you buy, the cheaper that it is, right? In theory, that's the way it should work. I know inflation's crazy, but like in theory, if you buy 10,000 books, it's gonna be cheaper than 1,000. Yeah. So your net profit that you're monetizing through your own website is even higher. So leverage, and that's really thinking outside of the box when you're leveraging your physical cogs as an offset, not having that market ad spend, monetizing post-purchase, and not having, just having better rates in general for your cogs because of the amount of volume. So that's super off the wall though.
Yeah.
Stan, thank you, brother, for being on the show. Always good to see you. So guys, for context, Mike Zeller and I, we've known each other for about 10 years. I asked him to be one of our first guests so that we can guinea pig this and really try to figure out what we're doing. You know, just like any other business, when you first get started, that's the hardest part, is that first leap of faith. Over time, it's just going to continuously get better with time, and you're going to become more comfortable, and it's going to get better. Post-production is going to get better. Jeff, who's behind the scenes, he's going to start to get in a really good motion feel for what's happening. But it's great to have incredible guys like yourself, who's also a business partner of mine with my mastermind, Founders Mastery, that I can lean on and say, Mike, can you be on the show? This is what we're working on. So thank you. And I hope this was able to provide some value for you.
Oh, dude, it was great. Always great connecting, my friend. You guys rock.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you got value from this, I would encourage you to leave us a 5-star review. It helps us spread the word of our show, Colin with Colin. Also, connect with us on social media at ColinWayne1 and Digital Jeff. If you tag us across social media with today's episode, screenshot this episode, post it, and we'll be reposting it. Be sure to tune in. Episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We'll see you on the next episode. Hey, I see you. Actually, no, I don't. I don't see you, but if you want to see us on video, go to our YouTube channel, Colin Wayne, search that, and you'll be able to see all of our episodes in video format. Hop over and be sure to subscribe. Colin Wayne in the search title.